22. But Noah found favor with the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. So Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Brad. You're the three-verse guy today. That's wonderful. Brad got some encouragement from his family. I see he didn't follow through on it, but you were supposed to memorize that, right? Yeah. Well, you know, this story of Noah, it's a two-part story. We're going to be at it this week and again next week, because we never know what's going to happen this morning, right? It could happen at any time. You get that, right? But this story, wow, it is one of the most powerful stories, events of hope, of favor, of grace that you will find in the Scriptures. Genesis 6 and following, the story of Noah. But I want to take you back before I get there, right to the beginning. You remember this thing that I was, is there baseball in the Bible? And the answer was yes, when I was growing up. In the beginning. Right, well, Genesis 1:1. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But you know what it says in the next verse? It talks about how all over the earth there was, it was without form, it was empty, it was void. Genesis 1:2, and there was darkness over the surface of the earth. There was what you'd call non-order. And then in Genesis 1:3, you see that, and God created the light. And all of the acts of creation, God speaking, happened after that. And into that non-order, order came. God's order. And then in Genesis 3, there's into that order, the order of God, comes disorder. And you see all of that played out again, second time around, in the story of Noah. Because as you read in Genesis chapter 6, the story there talks about how disorder multiplied itself. And it spread over the face of the whole earth. It was everywhere. It was a deadly infection. And there's this surprising verse in Genesis 6, in the beginning verses, where it's like God wants to bring the non-order back. And then we read what Brad read for us this morning. There's disorder, and God's going to bring the non-order, but there's this man and his family, nothing to do with them, all to do with God, the favor of God, into that desire for non-order to bring order through Noah, to speak light through Noah. Who knows what the name Noah means? Anyone know what that name means? Well, you studied all this. Anybody, you know what it means? Take a wild guess. Come on. Just guess. Fire anything. You know, George means, do you know what George means? An earth worker. A dirt bag. I mean, somebody who works with the soil, right?
Farmer.
Yeah, there we go, a farmer. There we go, right. But Noah, what does Noah mean? Noah means rest. In Matthew 11, verse 28, we read this, Jesus speaking, to those who are burdened and heavy laden, disorder, okay, I have come to give rest. You see, the heart of God is to Noah, each one of us. And rest does not mean relaxation. Rest is not like going on your holidays. Rest is not going to the East Coast in the Prince Edward Island, okay? Rest is order. It's comfort. It's stability. It's favor. It's grace. It's life. So through this man, Noah, and you see the building of the ark going on up here in this picture. But as God, Noah's Noah, you know, pours rest into the disorder, order into the disorder, the heart of Noah is changed. It's God first, Noah second, right? That's the order that's going on here. And Noah obeys. And he sees the beauty and the wonder, the glory of living in the order, the rest of God. And he built this ark to the exact specifications that the Lord had given him. And into the ark went all the animals of the world, two by two, the order God restoring. You know, sometimes you hear about faith being a leap into the dark, a leap in the dark. That's not what faith is. Faith is a leap into the Noah, into the light, into the rest of God. And Noah took that step from disorder, the disorder of the world, into the order of God. I'm going to invite the praise team to come forward. Hi, Brad. The free verse guy. But we're going to sing as we conclude the service. I was going to say it's you never let go, right? Well, picture these animals. Picture Noah, the order of God, the God who never lets go.
Through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me,